Fred Film Radio, Kinoteka, Polish Film Festival, London, United Kingdom.
Okay, so this is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, and I'm reporting from the Kinoteka Polish Film Festival in London. I'm joined here today by Marlena Nukasiak, who's the artistic director. So thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I'm really excited for the festival coming up in a couple of weeks. Maybe you could just start by introducing this festival. I know it's in its 17th edition, so maybe you can outline a bit of the history and what its mission and purpose is.
Hello, thank you very much for having me. Yes, this year it will be the 17th edition. It's been a long journey. We've been taking our audience for, and the festival started as a rather small four-day event at that time at Riverside Studios, and 17 years later we are organizing almost 40 events in many different cinemas all around London. We are doing not only film screenings but organizing music concerts related to films, organizing video art projections, different talks, workshops, seminars. So the first, we try to cover a vast area of cultural activities. Of course, the core of the festival is film, but as we know now, you know, it's the borders are quite fluid. Many of visual artists, they are making films. Many of film directors are working in a theater, etc. So we are trying to reflect all these changes in our program.
And I think one of the key elements in the program will be Paweł Lilkowski's Cold War, which I know has done incredibly well with the award season. Can you tell us about that film? And I know the director is also going to be here to present it, if that's right.
Yes, so that was a kind of obvious choice for us to close the festival with. Cold War is one of the most successful films which have ever been made in Poland, and Paweł Pawlikowski is, you know, it's a wonderful figure, especially for people like us, whose job is to promote Polish culture. He is just the best export Polish cultural person, you know. We can have with working, making absolutely amazing, sophisticated films, but films which communicate really well with the wide audiences. He managed to cross this border of not only making films for art house audiences, but reaching a kind of general public, people who really go to cinema to experience something that it's gonna touch also their hearts, which to watch a really, you know, beautiful stories which are presented in a very sophisticated visual way with a wonderful music. So that's what we will be screening for our closing night on the 18th of April. And we decided to go a bit further and to immerse our audiences in the whole experience of what it was like to live in communist Poland behind the Iron Curtain. And therefore, we are bringing from Poland one of the most renowned Polish jazz musicians, Mr. Zbigniew Namysłowski, who started his career playing in the same band with Krzysztof Komeda, the composer of music to Roman Polański's films and many other, who unfortunately died in a car accident in his, I think, late 30s. So Mr. Namysłowski is one of the most recognizable names in the, I think, in a global jazz scene. And it's amazing. I'm personally incredibly excited to have him here in London and playing the music from the 60s Poland. And also during the event, we will be serving a dinner. Inspired by the dishes, which were the most popular dishes for like a big events in Poland in that time in the 50s, 60s and 70s. We will be also screening some newsreels from that time. So basically, we, you know, for sure people will be able to travel in time.
And you're also making efforts to celebrate female filmmakers. I actually had the pleasure of speaking to Olga Charzda for her LGBT-themed film Nina, which was absolutely incredible. So why is that an important part of the program for you?
I think that it's rather difficult now to sort of not to pick up on, you know, on the whole global debate that it's going on about making women sort of more inclusive and, you know, showcasing the work made by women. And in Poland, it's actually rather easy because we've got such a vast talent of female filmmakers. And this short season presented at BFI, it's actually it's not like a coincidence. It's something that was in a way bound to happen. The films were selected by the one of the programmers from BFI, Maggie Hurd, who went to Poland to the main film festival in Poland, and after watching many films, she came with a conclusion that actually the most interesting, innovative, inspiring films are made in Poland by women. Mm-hmm. So we have to somehow show it, and it has to find, you know, that this sort of this event has to be reflected in the festival program. Hence, we are bringing the three filmmakers with their films. And it's worth to mention that both of three women will be showing their either debut or their second film. So we are talking about a completely new generation of incredibly adventurous filmmakers.
And you've also got an element of the program which is more kind of focused on retrospectives. So what are some of the standout parts of the program of that?
Yes, so we will be showcasing, we are actually paying a tribute to one of the best and most important DOPs we had in Poland, Witold Sobociński, who was here in London for Kinoteka 3 or 4 years ago. And he was a DOP who actually worked with every single of important Polish filmmaker who was starting making films in the 50s and 60s. So he worked with Andrzej Wajda, Andrzej Żuławski, with Krzysztof Zanussi, etc. You name the filmmaker who was starting the career that time. So, and Mr. Sobociński was shooting their films. So he was a key figure in actually establishing Polish film school and building the reputation of Polish cinema. Sadly, Mr. Sobociński passed away last year, and we thought it would be really great to pay a tribute by showing the films that he made with all these known directors.
And you've also got elements looking at new Polish cinema and documentaries. So what are some of the elements of that as well?
Yeah, so the new Polish cinema, it's a permanent section presented in our festival. There is really lots of wonderful, fantastic films being made in Poland. The Polish film industry is very healthy. Well, the funding in Poland, the film funding in Poland is very healthy, and this is reflected in the quality of films which are being made. So we always try to show the different genres, different type of films which are being made in Poland. Of course, as a festival, we are more inclined to show art house films than a very popular, you know, commercial film, which anyway they get distribution here in the UK. So that's the case. This year we will be bringing to London comedies, thrillers, a lot of personal, actually beautiful films that will be screened at the Regent Street Cinema and also ICA. And when it comes to documentaries, we are extremely delighted to pair up again with a fantastic festival, Frames of Representation, which takes place each year in April at ICA, and show a few films together with them, one of them being a really beautiful, moving, and again super innovative film made by a female director called Diagnosis, which is a tribute to the director's hometown Łódź. Something really, really, truly exceptional.
And you've got some other kind of unique screenings going on. I'm particularly intrigued by this partnership you're doing with Uniqlo, Tate Late's, on 1990s Polish rave culture. So what's that going to involve, and what some of those other special screenings?
Yeah, so the screening Polish rave at Tate, I think that's going to be a totally crazy event. It actually it stemmed from the fact that there is a documentary film being made now in Poland about this phenomenon, because that was apparently a big phenomenon in Poland at the age of the 90s, that visual artists suddenly they really got hooked and interested in this rave techno culture, and they started like exploring all the you know, like building visual materials around the music at etc. So it was something incredibly like strong and visible in a Polish in artists culture in Poland, and it's been well documented and recorded, and we are bringing to London samples of the films which were being made during that time, and which will be screened during late at Tate, which I think it's an absolutely wonderful space for this kind of event.
I guess just coming more broadly, we were talking before the interview a little bit about there being quite an extensive Polish community here in London and in the UK in general. You know, what do you think the role is of a film festival like this in helping people kind of get more of an insight into the Polish culture and being introduced to Polish film in a way that it might not have been previously?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we all have now access to such a variety of material available in cinemas. I think it's amazing the stuff that, you know, cinemas like ICA are bringing, and, you know, Barbican or BFI. We've got access to all the kind of streaming content, you know, available to us. So, you know, we are kind of spoiled for choices, but I think there is still space for national film festivals, which bring films otherwise unavailable here in the UK. There is, I think there is a huge kind of demand on the side of Polish community to watch Polish films, to, you know, to be part, to feel part of the Polish culture. In Poland, actually, admissions to Polish films are higher than admission to big American blockbusters. So basically there is this phenomenon: Polish people love watching Polish films, which is, you know, which is brilliant. Also great news for us. But what is really important for us is actually bringing these films, these events, also to other communities, to encourage people who otherwise they don't really have much contact with a Polish culture, just to come and experience something which is a bit from outside of their usual Friday night cinema going habits. And, you know, we live in one of the most multicultural cities in the world, and it's really, I think it's rather hard to meet somebody in London who doesn't know any Polish person, who is not a friend with Polish person, whose nanny is not Polish, etc. So, you know, there is a bit of interest in the Polish culture, kind of general, you know, interest. And, you know, and it's great that this interest as well also transfers to British institutions. We are incredibly, you know, lucky and delighted to be able to work with BFI, Barbican, ICA, Tate Modern, Regent Street Cinema, etc., you know, to have all these wonderful venues opening their door to Polish films and, you know, and having that much faith and trust in you know, in Polish culture and Polish, you know, cinema, to basically offering it, you know, to their audiences as something what, you know, they vowed for.
All right, well, that's been amazing. Thank you so much for sharing all that with us, and I'm really looking forward to coming and being involved with the festival, and hope it's going to be a great success.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. And I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.